professionals come or talk about his resume and getting a job.
Go ahead.
Well, he ain't got a lot of time to get a job.
Why's that?
Because he better get serious about getting a job. I'm tired of picking up after him.
Oh, who is this? Is this Craig's father?
Yes, it is.
It's my future roommate.
Yes, it is. I expect you to have a job by tomorrow, son.
Well, you had to be doing some odd jobs around the house. I was cleaning the coffee filter just this morning. Just thinking about mowing the lawn next spring. You know, you would think that would be rent enough.
Well, last time you mowed the lawn, you had a self-propelled mower and didn't know it was self-propelled, and you complained about how hard you had to push it.
I was never known for being bright.
That, no, you weren't. And I don't know why I ever called you son.
That's why that mechanical aptitude is showing through.
Now, I think the kid's got some problems, but he needs a job. And I looked at this resume, and I got to tell you, I was not impressed.
Well, why not?
Bob, how many times did you jump out of an airplane and land on your head?
I have yet to do that.
Yes, you must have. You had to do it at least once.
What's wrong with the resume?
Oh, it's a great resume. It really is.
I did a good job.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Actually, the reason I called was to tell you Happy New Year and be careful driving home because I'm going to bed.
All right. Happy New Year, Dad. I'll be sure not to wake you up when I get there.
All right. Thanks. I'll let the light on for you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
It's like the Motel 6.
Isn't that just nice?
He leaves a light on for you.
Yeah, he is.
Come on by.
He's the guy that does it.
He'll leave a light on.
Writes good books, too.
Tom Baudet.
Yeah, he does.
I'm in France. Tom Baudet.
So you've been all over the world. You've been to Europe, you've been to Africa, you've been to the Middle East. Now, do you really think that you can settle back in here in the Queen City and live in one place day after day, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, grueling 9-to-5, do the same thing every day?
You know, I don't really plan on going to school here, maybe 4 years, and then I'm moving south.
We have Timothy Leary on the phone. Hello, Timothy.
Hello, how are you in Cincinnati?
I'm okay, how you doing?
We're halfway through the biggest, greatest New Year's party in history.
What time is it out there?
All beyond any level of extreme, glorious intoxication, and we need to talk to Cincinnati because I think you need the spirit.
The spirit?
Spirit.
We need the spirit.
It wouldn't hurt to have a little rowdiness in Cincinnati, would it?
We've got rowdiness. We've got all the rowdiness you can shake a stick at. Although it was 1996 an hour ago, it's still 1995 out there, isn't it?
Talk louder, will you?
It's 1995 still in Los Angeles, isn't it?
Well, we're getting ready for 19... Yeah, we got about 2 hours to go.
Yeah, see, it's 1996 already here.
And we're loving every minute of it so far, 59 minutes into it.
1996?
Yeah,
it's 1996 now, Tim.
The year we're going to do our tricks. We're going to get our licks. We're just really... What? Yeah, we're drinking from helium balloons. We're floating about 3 feet off the floor.
Drinking from helium balloons.
We want best wishes in Cincinnati because, you know, I think Cincinnati needs... I hear you have a censorship thing going there, do you?
Well, there's always some censorship thing going down in Cincinnati. I don't know what it is this time. Probably that Bristol's club or that other club out in Loveland or whatever. I don't know. There's some.
Now, come on. What do you guys want me to say when I'm totally, impossibly, wonderfully stoned at this moment?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to Cincinnati. I'm here with Al Jorgensen from Ministry. He's my brother.
He's your brother?
My soul brother.
Put him on the phone real quick.
Here he is. Here's Al Jorgensen from Ministry.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Ministry is one here. Look, want to hear some Ministry?
Hello?
Hey, Al!
Yeah, that's me.
How are you?
Me? Intoxicated. But I'm not driving.
That's good. You staying the night with Tim?
I'm not operating heavy machinery.
Hey, Al Jorgensen, did you write this song?
You know, my personal favorite is Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Thank you.
I'm very fond of it.
What was the inspiration for the song?
442.
Come back, 69442?
Right.
That was your favorite car when you were a kid, huh?
It was my favorite car recently. It was in front of my trailer park.
Oh, cool. Well, we got to go to the news, but thanks for calling, you guys.
Well, Tim Leary is news.
I know. Everywhere he goes, news happens right behind him.
That's Tim.
That's Tim Leary for you.
All right, Happy New Year, Cincinnati.
Happy New Year to the West Coast.
All right.
All right, and thanks for... This is the Chris and Rob Holiday New Year's Eve special. Stay tuned. We have 4 more hours to come. I'm the big one, 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
700 WLW News. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Charles Van Sant.
5, 4, 3, Happy 1996!
Well, that was Dick Clark on Times Square just 1 hour ago as New York City celebrated the new year. There are usually about 300,000 people in Times Square.